Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with your host, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Parthenia is a psychologist and certified natural healthcare practitioner who will show you alternative paths towards health with a holistic approach. Call in with your questions or comments at 888-235-7374. And now here's the host of Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard.
Okay, good evening to those of you listening to our live broadcast tonight, February 27, 2009. Excuse me. And hello to those of you listening to an internet archive within a few minutes of the show close or rebroadcast Saturday mornings at 9.03 a.m. Here on Achieve Radio. There is a link on my site. Now, you are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, at Achieve Radio on the Internet. Now, to call into the program, call 888-235-7374. That's 888-235-7374, or send an instant message, or what they call an in-quick message, from the homepage of the Achieve Radio site during the show through the link on that homepage. Now, any problems with the internet links, give me a call at 866-472-6094. That's 866-472-6094. Now, on this program, we discuss alternative medicine therapies, related products, and issues, and we do it with the experts. Now, only try the therapy shared here after consulting with your physician. Now, last Friday, my guest was Julia Cameron. Now, Julia is the author of The Writing Diet. Yes, there have been a couple of these new diet folksy. But anyway, Write Yourself Right Size was what her book was about. And at the end of that program, we discussed the herb mustard and the asana, the arasana. If you missed that show, you can go to my website at www.amtherapies.com. Click on the Achieve Radio link to hear the show. For appointments with me and for general information, call 866-472-6094. That's 866-472-6094. Now, as most of you know, intuitive Monique Chapman visits every second Friday of the month. She will join us again March 13, 2009 with Monique's Moments. She will share her intuition about the economy and callers' concerns. And remember, you can purchase the book I co-authored called 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health on my site. Visit www.amtherapies.com to make that wonderful resource a gift to yourself and or a friend. Now, tonight I'm going to be speaking with Antonio Huggy Bear Fargas, and we're going to be focusing on life wisdom. I'm certain you remember him from Starsky and Hutch, or most recently, Everybody Hates Chris. And at the end of the program, we will discuss the herb myrrh and the asana dandasana. Now it's time for our wellness news. Okay, new lab evidence suggests preventive effect of herbal supplement in prostate cancer. This is from Science Daily, February 23, 2009. DHEA is a natural circulating hormone in the body's production of it, and the body's production of it decreases with age. Now, men take DHEA in an over-the-counter supplement because it has been suggested that DHEA can reverse aging or have anabolic effects since it can be metabolized in the body to androgens. Now, increased consumption of dietary isoflavones is associated with a decreased risk of prostate cancer. Now, red clover is one source of isoflavones. Both supplements may have hormonal effects in the prostate, and little is known about the safety of these supplements in the general population. In a recent report in Cancer Prevention Research, a journal of the American Association for Cancer Research, researchers report that DHEA levels can be manipulated in cells in the laboratory to understand its effects. Julia Arnold, PhD, a staff scientist at the National Center for Complementary and Alternative Medicine, NCCAM, at the National Institutes of Health, said more research is necessary in an environment where men and women concerned about health problems tend to self-prescribe based on information they find on the internet. Towards this end, the NCCAM laboratory is studying signaling between human prostate cancer cells and their supporting stromal cells as they grow together in the laboratory culture. Quote, DHEA effects in the prostate tissues may depend on how these two cell types talk to each other, and further, it may be potentially harmful in tissues containing inflammation or with early cancer lesions because the cells can induce DHEA to become more androgenic, end quote, said Arnold. Combining DHEA with transforming growth factor beta 1 increased testosterone production in the stromal cells and prostate-specific antigen protein secretion 2 to 4-fold and gene expression up to 50-fold in the cancer cells. When these cell cultures were treated with red clover isoflavones, the androgenic effects of DHEA were reversed. Quote, something is happening in the prostate tissue microenvironment that is illustrating a potential cancer prevention effect from this supplement, end quote, said Arnold. Red clover isoflavones may modify androgenic effects in the prostate, but much more work in the laboratory and clinic is needed to validate these effects. This sort of laboratory manipulation will allow scientists to understand the basic prostate biology as well as learn cellular and molecular mechanisms of over-the-counter supplements and other botanical or herbal agents. Arnold said NCCAM will continue to study DHEA with other supplements to determine any cancer preventive effects. Very, very interesting. Okay, now, as I said earlier, when we come back from break, we will be talking with Antonio Huggy Bear Vargas. Okay, you are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard. This portion of the program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies in Pennsylvania. Visit my website, www.amtherapies.com, and call our number for remote or face-to-face appointments. That's 866-472-6094, 866-472-6094. You are hearing us live from the internet, and we will be back with Antonio Huggy Bear Vargas with Life Wisdom. Remembered from Starsky and Hutch, and most recently, Everybody Hates Chris.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like Iridology, Kinesiology, Reflexology, Energy Medicine, which includes Qi Light Therapy, Acupressure, and Psychological Consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies.
There is something inside us that aches to change the world, that wants to make a difference. But sometimes we get stopped because we think, well, how can I make a difference? What can one person do? Well, imagine if everyone who felt that way got together. How powerful would that be? Well, that's exactly what Humanity Unites Brilliance does. It brings together people who feel the same way about global transformation and provides a central uniting place for everyone to get together to move towards creation of a world of self-sustainability and self-empowerment. Go to passionforhumanity.com and see what I'm talking about. Here's a chance to unite some of the most effective nonprofit and for-benefit organizations and at the same time give you access to resources from some of the world's most inspirational leaders. You'll meet people with similar visions as you. You'll have a support network designed to connect you and your passions with others. You'll transform while you help transform the world. PassionForHumanity.com. Explore and change the world.
You're listening to AchieveRadio.com. A new drummer for a new awakening.
And listening to Wealth, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Now, remember, on my site, www.amtherapies.com, you can preview and purchase the book I co-authored called 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health. My chapter is Naturopathy. And, again, tonight we're talking with Antonio Huggy Bear Fargas, who we're going to be focusing on life wisdom. If you think back to when we had him on last, which was a couple of years ago, he shared a lot of information with us, and we expect to get as much, if not more, this time. You'll remember him from Starsky and Hutch, and most recently, Everybody Hates Chris. And there was a wonderful soap opera. I sort of put it out of my mind sometimes because the character was a very mean character. But anyway, we'll get into that later. Okay, now, the status of Antonio Fargas is legendary. I mean, since his initiation into the world of film at the age of 14, when his exceptional interpretive skills led to a role in Shirley Clarke's Cool World, he has been noted for the unforgettable characters he creates, most famously through his role as the incorrigible and lovable Huggy Bear in TV's Starsky and Hutch. Now, whether perfecting outrageously comedic characters as in Robert Downey's Putney Swope and Keenan Ivory Wayans' I'm Gonna Get You Sucker, or chilling the audience through a convincing rendition of a 90-year-old witch doctor as in the Broadway play The Great White Hope, Antonio's performances have generated a near-endless array of enthusiastic acclaim from some of the industry's most respected critics of film, television, and stage. His film credits include Shaft, Car Wash, Pretty Baby, Next Stop, Greenwich Village, La Belle Anglaise, Whore, Conrack, The Howling Six, The Borrower, amongst many others. Now, Antonio's television credits include starring recurrent and guest roles on Miami Vice, Starsky and Hutch, All My Children, that's what I was not trying to think of earlier, Martin, among many other programs. His list of movies of the week include ABC's Huggy Bear and the Turkey, PBS's Denmark VC, ABC's Huckleberry Finn, and CBS's Ambush Murder. Now, Antonio's stage career is most extensive, and appearances both on and off Broadway, and these include Melvin Van Peebles, Ain't Supposed to Die, Natural Death, and the on-Broadway production of The Great White Hope, North Carolina's Repertories, The Contract, Stage West, The Rainmaker, and The Emperor Jones, and numerous other productions. Antonio Fargas is also a partner in his own production company, Granada Entertainment. I'm sharing all of this because I think people often have a very myopic view of celebrities. They only know maybe one aspect of everything that they do. So I really want to make sure everybody knows a lot of what Mr. Fargas does. Now, the company specializes in the writing and production of new film and television products, and currently I believe have a television series in the development for British television. We'll have to get clarification and update from Antonio on that. Now, Antonio is currently partnering with a number of other artists in a tribute to urban art forms. And the focus of the tribute is a 12-city tour of Calling All Saints, and I need an update on that as well. A gospel musical stage play about the threats to marriage and family. His commitment to theater is further exemplified by his position on the boards of Rhode Island's Langston Hughes Center for the Arts, and the Martin Luther King Center of Newport. He's a he was chairman of the board for the Mount Vernon Fine Arts Cultural Center, their Open Cage Theater, where I know him very much from, because that was my mother's organization, an honorary board chair on the Progressive Symphonies Academy of the Arts, an organization by Maestro Yatir Devereaux. Okay, my goodness, that's so impressive, and I always make sure I read it all. How are you, Antonio?
Well, I'm a little, I guess, maybe if I could blush, I would be blushing. I would have just said, tell everybody, just Google my name, and they could get all the information, and then we could talk. But I'm really honored that that you took the time to, to read biography, and, and it's so... and at this age, I kind of feel like they're so close to obituaries, because, we always talk about what we did and the life we lived and the accomplishments that we made in both documents. And it's a bit poignant for me today because on Tuesday, my father passed. And then I realized that, we all have a terminal disease, and it's called life, and we're all going to succumb to it one day, and it's about the road that we've traveled, the path that we've traveled, and the things that we've done to gather not only a theatrical resume, but just a life resume, so... honored to be here, and looking forward to a pleasant chat and catching up on some of those things that that you talked about in my biography, as well as the biography that I'm creating every day and today or yesterday or possibly tomorrow.
Well, now why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your origin? Where are you from? The beginning, Antonio.
The beginning, Antonio. Well, my dad is Puerto Rican, and I call him a Puerto Rican because he was a black Puerto Rican, just like black Cubans. And my mother was Trinidad Grenada descent, and she was actually born in Cuba because my grandfather, her father, went there to work on the sugar mills in the 30s, and so she happened to be born in Cuba. I have another aunt who was born in Panama. So they traveled the Caribbean and then eventually, came to New York, and my dad came to New York with his mom, and they met there. And so I'm a Caribbean descent African-American who was blessed to, at the age of 14, find a career path.
How did that happen, Antonio? I mean, I know and it's like old hat to you to even share it, but I think it's interesting for people to find out how these things start, because a lot of times it's a matter of just being in the right place at the right time or something.
Well, hindsight says that it started when I was born at my mother's. I was one of 11 children. I wasn't 11 then. I was a third. But when I cried, she said it sounded like I was singing, so she had this old idea. So when I was around 13 or 14 years old, there was an ad in the newspaper about casting of a film called The Cool World. And it was a Broadway play that Billy Dee Williams starred in the lead role on Broadway, and they were changing it into a feature film, and it was sort of based on a West Side Story concept about a black young man who's the leader of a gang in Harlem, and his reluctance and having to posture of being this, and he was really a sensitive kid who just was caught by his circumstances. But I was cast as one of the gang members. And I didn't get the role that I started out for, and I got able to get a small role in the film as really a glorified extra, but it whetted my appetite for this business. My mother encouraged me to go for this audition, and when I talk to young people, I always say it's because I could read well. I had that skill down that I was able to interpret the script and at least read the script, and let these people see that there was something in me that they were interested in developing and exposing. And it opened up a whole new family to me. And by the time I got out of high school, I was cast in a Broadway play, and a play that was on Broadway that your mother was in the European tour of Amen Corner. So I'm a young pioneer. I mean, I'm, you know, we always stand on the shoulders of the people before us, and now, you know, the new young Turks are standing on my shoulders and other people who were around me at that time who were. And so it was an interesting time to start in the early 60s or mid-60s to get involved in theater. And on that tour I did with your mom, Amen Corner, I turned 18 and bathed in the River Jordan because we were touring, and we went to Israel. And
right.
It's been a wonderful, wonderful road, a wonderful experience, but that's the origin.
Well, now, certain people ask you this a lot, but what format do you enjoy the most, stage, movies, or television?
Well, I was just hungry. I've always been hungry to work in any discipline, which be stage, film, or television. But through the years, I've realized that there are two true art forms, and that's 35-millimeter film, which is now going to be digital, and we can't help that. But 35-millimeter film and the well where it all started, which is theater. So my druthers, I would do one film and one play a year, and so I could develop the character of a play over 6 months, film for 2 months, and explore that, and then the other 6 or 8 months, I would just live my life and try to recharge my batteries and you know, be a father, be a lover, be a whatever it is, but go to the grocery store, gardener, all that stuff that I'm trying to do right now.
Well, now, you know, I'm going to get to some of the alternative medicine aspects of you. I mean, I know that you're very much, you know, very much on top of what it is that you eat and how you think, how you handle stress and all that kind of thing. So
yeah.
I am going to want to, you know, to share that information. But I remember when we talked last, I didn't get into a lot of the creative aspects of you, you know, most of the things related to the arts, and I thought that was, I see the arts as something that are very helpful in terms, you know, for people in general. It's something that happens when people go to the theater or when they watch a comedy. I mean, luckily, you're good at both drama and comedy. That isn't often the case, and as a result, people really get a lot of entertainment from the things that you do that nourishes their life, you know, nourishes their lives as well as helps them to cope with things that happen in their lives.
I just wanted to let people know that you can nourish and encourage your own life by realizing that we are all are perfect actors. Some people are trained to do it for a living, but the greatest role I'll ever play is Antonio Fargas. And I'm a work in progress, and I feel that people, you know, who sit in the audience and watch us play out their dreams on television or on stage, also, it's reversed for me. I watch people watching and how they play out their dreams and perform their characters as the guy at the store, the guy, you know, in the shoe department or the pizza maker, and realizing that each person has a whole dramatic life that they bring to their stage, and you know, and the world is a stage. So I'm just I try to encourage people that you can change your character, you can change your emotions just as Shakespeare said, you know, mirror to life, and you know, and change your emotions with just a thought. So it's a reversal of the fact that when I'm acting is the only time that I'm truly telling the truth, and I try to put that and make it work in life. But life is the ambiguity. Life is the monologue going on in your head as you're talking, is your secrets. And I really believe we're only as sick as our secrets. So the more we can expose ourselves, and that's why it's so cathartic to be an actor, is that you get naked in front of people, literally, emotionally, and that can be so helpful to keep you healthy.
Very good. Well, my goodness, this is one of those interviews where I'm certain, again, I will get so wrapped up in what it is you're saying that I'm not at all thinking about the fact that I'm supposed to be interviewing you. Well, now, let me get back to that mode here for a second. Just listening to you talk and what you just finished saying, I don't know how many people are into the different types of acting or, you know, what we talk about as method acting. And a lot of what you just said, I think, is sort of what the average method actor would probably say, you know, in terms mm-hmm. of that, you know, how you create the inner life of the human being and express it in beautiful and artistic terms, what you use to do that. And it is, right, everyday people that are sitting there thinking about you and using you as a role model, you're using as
my best acting lessons from them.
Exactly. That's interesting.
Thank you.
Very interesting. Before we get too far along, would you like to update any aspects of that fabulous bio of yours that might need updating in terms of what you're doing currently?
About 4 weeks ago, it was 5 weeks ago, January, some early January,
right.
I was asked by a young filmmaker who grew up watching Starsky and Hutch in France and now is a young filmmaker, and he had a role in his first feature film that he was doing in Paris, and I just happened to have an agent in Paris, I have an agent in London too, and you know, to try to comb the world, and now that I'm semi-retired, I only want to work with people who want to work with me, people who feel passionate about and hungry, and so he was able to contact her and found out that I was be interested. And so I went to Paris and did a role, a cameo role in a film in Paris. And this week, March 4th, March 4th, I did an episode of Lie to Me. So it'll be airing this March 4th. It's called Unchained, I believe.
Let's say that again so that people can get that pencil.
Lie to Me, episode this Wednesday, I believe, Lie to Me comes on in the evening.
Yeah.
And the episode is called Unchained. I play a grandfather of a fireman who gets killed. And
well, don't tell too much.
And I want to see that he gets his honor and his medal of bravery. And
well, now,
what
channel is that?
I have no idea. It comes on after. Oh, it comes on after. That talent show
The American Idol or the dance?
Yeah, it comes on. I think the American Idol is the lead in for Lie to Me.
Okay, folks, we're going to have to check your TV listings for that one. But that sounds like a wonderful. Oh boy, I'm going to look forward to that.
And then I did earlier in the year. I did a episode of Numbers, which was very interesting because it was about a train wreck, a guy who was on the cell phone engineer, and he wrecks the train, and it was so true to life because as soon as we did that, that script, an episode like that happened in Los Angeles. And
I forgive you for not giving me a call about that. That's all right.
Yeah. So Numbers and what else? Oh. You know,
now, you were in London earlier in the year also, weren't you, with a play?
Right. I did a play in London, just outside of London, a pantomime. They have a tradition in theater in London, in the UK. They do these fairy tales around Christmas time, and it's a formula, and it's very Shakespearean and interactive with the audience. And I've been one of the few Americans who've been asked to come over and do this traditional British theater around Christmas time. And this is my third time I've done it.
Oh, hold that thought. Folks, you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. I want to remind you about my mall, my internet mall. It's an easy way to purchase all kinds of wonderful products at very low rates. Check regularly as I add new products often. Nature Sunshine offers an extensive line of high-quality nutritional supplements for multiple vitamin, a boost to your immune system, weight loss support, or an herbal blend for your health concerns. They can help. Take the road to a healthier, happier life with Nature's Sunshine. And we'll be back with Antonio Huggy Bear Fargus with his life wisdom, remembered for his role in Starsky and Hutch, and most recently, Everybody Hates Chris. Call 888-235-7374.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like Iridology, Kinesiology, Reflexology, Energy Medicine, which includes Qi Light Therapy, Acupressure, and Psychological Consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies.
Hey, are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Now, remember, my guest next week, March 6, 2009, will be Malika Chopra. Yes, she's Deepak Chopra's daughter. She's going to be discussing her wellness site called Intent. And at the end of that program, we will discuss the herb nettle and the asana Sukhasana. Here we are. We're back with Antonio Huggy Bear Fargus with life wisdom, remembered for his roles in many things, including Starsky and Hutch, and most recently, Everybody Hates Chris. Call 888-235-7374. That's 888-235-7374 with any questions that you might have. Okay. Now, do you happen to remember that thought I asked you to hold?
No.
That was a
test. I know. I need to tune into your program more often. You know, I wish I could just get it. Is it on the web?
Yes, you can pick it up anywhere in the world.
Okay, because I want to know about these healthy. I feel healthier just listening to you and listening to what you've got coming up. I'd like to know about nettle. I'm very interested in herbs and all of that. And I have a herb Bible here, so when I... that I use and we use, and it's very, very helpful. And now I'm so conscious of again, what we talked about is, you know, what we put into our bodies and what I put in my body. And
well, now that you brought that up, why don't you talk to us? I mean, with all your traveling, how is it that you maintain a healthy lifestyle? I mean, it's hard enough when you're, you know, staying home all the time.
Well, the main thing is stress, and you know, and when I travel, it seems, and I need a routine, and so I do. I travel with a complement of my herbal supplements and vitamins, and when I work, my work is sort of structured around nourishment, because not only do I need to get sleep, but I need the physicalness of the project, and keeps me physically, you know, in tune. And then having to know that I have to structure around three meals a day. I have to have a breakfast, I have to have a lunch, and I have to prepare to have nourishment to get through the show. So I do eat a lot of fruits, and I love fruits. I love salads, and and basically,
well, see, that's
like
good.
Potato,
you happen to love these things anyway.
Brussels sprouts and parsnips, and then I eat. You know, even though I eat a lot of carbs, I love pasta. I love simple things that I can prepare. You know, fresh tomato, or basil in with my pasta, and I love seafood, so I eat a lot of fish, and maybe I shouldn't have, but I like shellfish too, which has a lot of cholesterol, but I watch my cholesterol and make sure that nothing is the good and the bad or it's pretty much in balance.
That seems to be key, because I don't think I've ever seen you overweight for sure. I think you have, what is it? You're just blessed with a natural metabolic system that, keeps the weight, pretty regular. You don't have to work at it, right?
Yeah, I think it's, now it's about, I don't mind a little weight, because I think we need to, I think stretching and exercising are real important. And now that peace of mind is that I juggle less balls today. When I was younger, I had that metabolism and capacity to take on a lot. And so that was partly why I kept my weight, and now, I just don't have that capacity anymore. I have less patience. and I have more acceptance in my life. My acceptance level is very high. I take things. I don't try to change the world. I don't try to change things. I don't try to change people. I accept things as they are. I try to lead by example. And that has taken a lot of weight off of me and reduced my stress level, which I think is important, because I'm very sensitive. As I get older, I'm more sensitive to things around me, so I have to be very selective about what I let into my sphere.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, as a father, what kind of advice? Yes, I'm going to be tapping into as much advice from you as possible today, because it seems that you know what you're doing. You have a focus for what you do, and any advice you can give fathers of sons in this day and age, how do you maintain the bond and the, all of that?
Forgiveness is important. Clearing up things right away. Don't let stuff nurture. My dad passed away Tuesday, and he died with the love of his children, and after having to sort of earn that back again. And so I know that for me, I have to clear up things. I want to keep things very, very clear. Never go to sleep without being able to say I love you and having cleared up any disagreements before, because you never know when the last time you're going to be talking to people, and particularly a father or a son, and you never know who's going to go first. So that's important. I realized that when I was growing up that my dad never said, it was hard for him to say I love you to me or to any of his kids. So that taught me to say I love you more and not have that be one of my deficiencies. So I had to thank him for that. And before, he passed away, I started saying it to him and he started saying it to me. So that's one of the circles that was complete. So we have to try to complete as many circles and keep things tidy within our family and even within our friends, so that that we can know that we have a certain order in our lives.
Well, now, in terms of the health, how do you impart your health wisdom to your son? I know, say, you're more tolerant, but, he's obviously very healthy or doing something
well,
right.
I try to lead by example, but, I have three sons, and they all see, how I've evolved and how I've been a survivor, but mostly through spiritual connection has kept, because we always didn't do things that were productive in our lives, both eating and eating wise and socially and so forth. But to know that you're a survivor, and then to say that, I eat my oatmeal every morning, I take my vitamins, my supplements, and I try to promote them to tell them to put good things into their bodies. and to start early with, you know, with those kind of supplements. And since my son is a professional football player, he's very aware of those things. And I have another stepson who is a police officer, and another one is a filmmaker.
That's pretty interesting.
So it's you know, and then it's the responsibility of a father and a leader in a family to lead by example, both the bad examples and the good examples. And now I try to, you know, I think I've survived my bad ones, and now I try to just say, you know, hey, I have the experience, I know what it's like, but I have to, that thing I talked about acceptance, I have to accept that they have to go through their journey. But at the meanwhile, if they look, they'll always be able to say, you know, something that that they've gotten from me is a consistency of just being me and trying to be the best man that I can be, which is what I hope them to be.
Well, what about spiritual connections? What type of, how do you maintain balance in terms of, you know, what you have to do for a living and, you know, making sure you're recharging your spirit and, you know, staying engaged and grounded and all of that kind of thing?
Well,
what advice?
It's somewhat difficult, but you have to look at, you have to have the glasses half full syndrome and everything. I used to look at the sun shining and find ways to think about it being gloomy. Now I just accept when the sun doesn't shine, I think it's a great day. When the sun shines, I think it's a great day just to be alive and to have an opportunity, you know, to change and improve. So the spiritual connection is in spite of ourselves, I give over everything that happens to a higher power, and then I do the footwork, because I believe if you want to be a good person, you have to act like a good person.
Mm-hmm.
And so I give it the spiritual side of it. You have to have an awareness, but we have to do the footwork. If you don't do the footwork, then having a spiritual connection, you know, you don't get the full value of respecting and understanding that you just can't trust, turn everything over until you've turned everything over.
Wow, I like that. Very good. Okay, again, I'm listening. Let me see. Now, when it comes to... Okay, folks, you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. And we're going to be back with Antonio Huggy Bear Fargas with Life Wisdom, more Life Wisdom. You've remembered him from Starskin Hutch most recently, Everybody Hates Chris. We'll be right back.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative medicine therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Light therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies.
You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Remember my book, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health. You can purchase it on my site. We are back with Antonio Huggy Bear Fargas with Life Wisdom. I know you remember him from Starsky and Hutch, and most recently, Everybody Hates Chris. If you have a question of my guest, call 888-235-7374. That's 888-235-7374. You know, Antonio, it's funny. I think about the time when you were doing the character on the soap opera. I mean, mm-hmm. your characters, you've done such poignantly different types of characters. And this one was especially interesting, except it was, a bad guy. He was not bad in the illegal sense, but he was doing all these awful things or something.
Yes.
That must have been quite a challenge. I can only imagine. Because I think I remembered, I don't know, it was just a wonderful part, an excellent role to have. But,
I played the father of Angie with Debbie Morgan, and it was a good time with all my children because it was Angie and Jesse and there was a lot of young people on
and
there.
And they're still on there sometime, I think.
Yeah, they've come back, but,
back to life.
But I died, and I'm not, they haven't brought me back, which is okay. I like to make my impact and move
and
on. And I think that's the wonderful thing about being a character writer, locked into any one kind of character or any one kind of genre, in a sense, even though it may, but I take each character as a special person, like the child that I love. I love all my children, no pun intended, but I love all my children, which are the parts that I've been blessed to try to breathe life into. And Les Baxter was just another one of those who, and even bad people don't think they're bad.
Yeah, they don't think so. No, it was just the way he was.
He's only feeling like he's doing the best he can with the 52 cards in his deck. So, and that's every character is like that. So, it's just a wonderful, wonderful career and wonderful opportunities that I've had and blessed to have in my life and in my work.
Now, I know we're coming close to the end of the hour, but before we leave, I know that people, who want to know these questions, so I'm asking because I'm more interested in the alternative medicine piece, but I know people, if there's any advice that you would give for someone who's serious about becoming an actor and, a serious actor and wanting to break into the field, what kind of suggestions or advice do you have for them to get started?
Well, I think it's called stay next, close to the fire, and wherever you are. I don't care if it's performing in church. I don't care if it's performing in community theater or whatever. But the main thing is going back to almost the part of the speech that our president made the other day, that if, and in a sense he was talking about education and responsibility, and he basically was saying that if you fail in school, you don't just fail yourself, but you fail your country. And that's to me, that was so poignant. And so we have to do the best we can with the opportunities that are presented to us, picking up the challenge. If you want to be an actor, then you just have to do the things and put yourself in the position. It's almost like if you want to win the lottery, you've got to play. So you've got to study. You have to have a respect for the craft. It just doesn't come in overnight, even though you might hear stories that might tell you that you can, be discovered in this place or that place. Yes, some of that stuff does go on, but sometimes it gives the wrong impression to people who think that you don't have to work for things and study and reach your hand out and ask for help and all the things that if you're really hungry and really want something, then you go to the lengths that it takes to give yourself an opportunity or put yourself in a position to be chosen.
Well, now, what kinds of words of wisdom would you like to share with our listeners at this point?
beyond what you already shared. I mean, sort of.
Is there anything left?
I want every drop of blood left.
I don't know. You know, it's like tomorrow is you know, these, if we nothing is promised, and if we don't have eternal vigilance on the things that we believe in, and also to keep an open mind. So also keeping an open mind, but having and saying, you know, if someone would show me a better way of being Antonio Fargas today, I would do it. I have to stay open to that. If I think I know it all, or got it all, then I've closed off an opportunity to learn and to experience something. So, and remember that we are creating the future, and the past and the present are colliding every second. We are creating our future, and the historicness of each moment, the historicness of this conversation and us being together on this show and having the history that we have is not taken lightly. And everything we do in life, even going to the store or whatever, is a historic moment. This is our time on the planet. Whether we have 88 years like my dad got or 62 that I've got, each moment is important. There are no thrown away moments. It's like there are no small parts, only small actors.
I love that phrase. Well, I mean, you know, I don't want to let you go. I'm going to have
Let's
you back
do it
on
again.
The show.
You got to keep checking in.
Yes, most definitely. The time goes by too fast. Well, thank you very much. Say hello. Your friend's name, because I don't want to mess it up. But anyway, say hello to her. My love to your sons. Best wishes with all of your endeavors. And I look to talk to you again soon.
Yes. Thank you, Parthenia. Keep up the wonderful work that you're doing. And I'm so glad to see and, you know, pleased, you know, of all the things that you've participated in and what you're giving back. And stay blessed and keep on doing it, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, folks, I always love my interviews with people that I've got some connection with through my mom or my dad or something of that nature. Anyway, okay, it's time for our herb of the day. Tonight's herb is myrrh. The parts used medicinally are the resin from stem. Some of the phytochemicals are acetic acid, beta-cystosterol, limonene, eugenol. According to Balk and Balk, it acts as an antiseptic, disinfectant, expectorant, and deodorizer. Stimulates the immune system and gastric secretion. It also tones up and stimulates the mucous tissue. Okay, and our asana. Today's asana is Dandasana. Again, we're using the Iyengar method. He talks about Dandasana as the posture. The posture is the basis of the sitting poses and twists. And the trunk is erect and the legs are stretched straight, and it's given a level 1 rating. You sit on the floor with the legs stretched out in front and the trunk upright. Join the inner knees and the inner ankles. Place the palms on the floor beside the hips, fingers pointing forward. Stay for from 15 to 20 seconds. Extend the legs and heels forward, keeping them parallel and centered. Stretch the soles, the tops of the feet, and the toes up. Keep the feet parallel. Move the inner edges of the feet away from the legs and draw the outer edges slightly back. Straighten the knees by pressing the kneecaps into the knee joints and stretching the backs of the knees. Press the thighs, knees, and shins down. Tuck the tops of the thighs in toward the trunk. It's a very basic and very simple pose. Okay. There's something I want to remind people of when it comes to the iridology and kinesiology assessments that I offer. They are both remote and face-to-face, so that those of you who are not in the Pennsylvania area and cannot make it to my office can interact with me over the phone, through the Internet. There's so much technology that can facilitate that type of thing. I wanted to mention it. Okay, you've been listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, at Achieve Radio on the Internet. My guest next week, March 6, 2009, will be Malika Chopra, Deepak Chopra's daughter. She's the founder of the Intent Wellness website. At the end of the program, we will discuss the herb nettle and the asana Sukhasana. You can use the link on my website to listen to the program live on your computer, iPod, or cell phone, BlackBerry, on Fridays at 8.03 p.m. Eastern time. Now, remember, second Fridays of the month, we have Monique Chapman, who's also a host on Achieve Radio. And at the end of those programs, she presents Monique's Moments. Her next visit will be March 13, 2009, with her intuition about the world and caller issues. Remember, the show is rebroadcast Saturday mornings at 9.03 a.m. Eastern Time. There's a link for advertising on my site. You can email your inquiries, resumes, and or recordings to consult at amtherapies.com. We offer the public remote iridology and kinesiology assessments, consultations in nutrition, meditation, acupressure, and psychosocial consultations. Go to www.amtherapies.com for my blog or to purchase the book I co-authored. Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. Be well.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Light therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations, has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies.